The Boulder City Council will discuss the possibility of revamping part of the downtown area for pedestrian use while reopening West Pearl Street for car traffic. City officials allowed restaurants to temporarily expand the pedestrian mall, Pearl Street, westward during the coronavirus shutdown in order to accommodate safe outdoor dining. The City of Boulder intends to reopen the western end of Pearl Street to car traffic while creating other pedestrian areas. The Daily Camera says there's heavy pushback from community members who want to continue to take advantage of the outdoor pedestrian-friendly downtown. However, some businesses located on the western end of Pearl say the street closure is no longer lucrative. While some argue that the street closures benefit climate goals and encourage community members to be more active, others argue less vehicular traffic negatively impacts their businesses. Boulder City Council will meet on Thursday to discuss the varying opinions on street closures and the next steps. Renters from Colorado interrupted a national landlord conference in Washington, D.C. Tuesday to call for stronger renter protections. Claire Purnell has more.
More than 100 tenant activists, including some from Colorado, disrupted the National Multifamily Housing Council's, or NMHC's, annual fall conference to ask for fair tenant rights and protections against rising post-pandemic rent prices. The corporations on NMHC's annual list of the nation's largest landlords own over 200 million housing units collectively. Corporate landowners have increased their share of real property acquisitions since the 2008 housing market collapse and again during the pandemic. Tenants are now facing the largest rent increase in 20 years. Renters are asking elected officials to reject all campaign contributions from corporate landlords and landlord PACs, support pro-tenant legislation, and hold a hearing investigating the dramatic increase in rents across the country. Tenants also ask that the Landlord Council set standards for tenant protections all NMHC member landlords must follow. These protections include just cause eviction protections, caps on rent increases, habitability standards, and grievance procedures. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
State environmental officials announced new, stricter requirements for monitoring air quality around the Commerce City Refinery's borders. Suncor Energy says the new requirements are out of line and will sue Colorado environmental regulators. The State Air Pollution Control Division's last-minute changes to the company's fence line monitoring plan sets impractical deadlines and new mandates for Suncor. A 2021 state air monitoring law requires four companies in Colorado to create fence line monitoring programs to sample air for compounds that are a byproduct of refining oil and gas, which could cause illness like cancer. Suncor's vice president of the Commerce City Refinery told the Denver Post, "Our hope is to work with the Air Pollution Control Division to reach agreement on the plan, which will provide us the certainty to complete the work we began in 2021. Our goal is to launch the program as quickly as possible, although January 1st is not feasible." In water news, Colorado's Water Quality Control Commission voted to increase protections for urban waterways through measures known as anti-degradation protections. Rosanna Longobetter reports.
The decision comes after years of advocacy by Conservation Colorado and a coalition of partners, including Green Latinos, Western Resource Advocates, Trite Unlimited, and residents in affected communities. Yesterday's move reverses a 2020 decision to not take extra steps to ensure the quality of the water in the South Platte River in North Denver, Commerce City, and Clear Creek, east of Golden. Earlier this year, the federal government allocated $350 million to protect the South Platte River and water quality in North Denver in the same way as it protects other streams in our state. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.
Colorado Parks and Wildfire officials rescued a trapped elk. Kiara Damari reports.
Drivers reported sighting an elk with mesh tangled in its antlers near Highway 36 and Baseline yesterday. Staff from Colorado Parks and Wildlife and local police tranquilized and removed almost 30 feet of mesh from its antlers. The Denver Post reports authorities then transported the animal to Estes Park. The elk was reportedly in healthy conditions. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is currently conducting a 5-year study to understand Colorado elk and their habits. They have attached GPS trackers to over 40 elk, in order to study their behavior to be able to keep them as safe as possible. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.
Expect cloudy weather, mild temperatures, and a slight chance of rain all throughout the Front Range today. In Boulder, a high of 77 and a low of 54. In Denver, a high of 79 and a low of 58. In Fort Collins, a high of 80 and a low of 55. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.